Halloween.
Ooh, spooky.
Spooky. Again, that was so lame. I'm so sorry, guys.
Hi, guys. Welcome to episode 4, right?
We are back, yeah. And we are late.
We're late. Well, we're not late. We did this on purpose because this is kind of a bonus special episode that's dedicated specifically to all you spooky ghouls and gals.
Ooh, clever.
Anyways, yeah, welcome to our Halloween episode, everybody.
And, guys, we are halfway through our season.
Yeah, we are. Holy ravioli.
Yes.
I'm trying to keep it PG at least for the first 15 minutes.
Okay, all right, okay. So, anyways, hey.
Yeah, guys.
How are you?
I'm tired. How are you?
I'm good.
It's Sunday. It's Halloween weekend.
Was it eventful for you?
Not really. I mean, yeah, yes, but not in like any Halloween stuff. Like, I was just busy all weekend. I had a Zumbathon this Saturday morning, and then the Dodgers lost Saturday afternoon, and then I went to the Dodger game Friday, which was really cool. But I was like the longest World Series game in history. And I stayed till like midnight. So, it was earlier than midnight. I left at like 11:30, I think. So I'm tired.
Yeah.
What about you? I didn't dress up. Did you dress up?
No. And I am totally okay with that. This year, I took a break from Halloween. And it was the best decision I've ever made because I didn't spend any money. Mm-hmm. I wasn't really out here like that. Mm-hmm. And it was nice for once. Maybe next year I'll come back in full vengeance.
Yeah, next year I think we'll have to. I feel like next year I should have a party.
I'm down.
Because next year Halloween will fall on a Thursday, which means we'll actually have like a legitimate Halloween weekend. Halloween falling on a Wednesday is whack. Really weird.
It's whack.
Yeah, because it's like, who's like, do you. Well, we had to celebrate this weekend because, like I was telling you,
right?
We can't celebrate the upcoming weekend because, like, no one's going to celebrate Halloween on November 1st.
I can guarantee you there'll be a few parties.
Yeah, I'm sure. But I feel like it's just, as soon as November 1st hits, you got to be like, sleigh bells are ringing.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening?
You can't be like spooky still.
Thank you for that. That was very nice. John Legend put out his Christmas album. He put out his Christmas album. I haven't listened to it though.
Me either. Well, you can't listen to Christmas music yet.
Exactly.
When is appropriate? November 1st, right?
I feel like that's even still. I mean, I guess, but like Thanksgiving hasn't even happened yet.
Yeah, but no one. Thanksgiving is like the redheaded stepchild of the holidays. Like everyone kind of just.
What are you talking about? Thanksgiving is great. You grub.
No, it's a great holiday, but I feel like it gets, because it's stuck in between both like Halloween and Christmas. I feel like it's ugly.
It's the middle child. It's
the redheaded stepchild.
It's the middle child. Yeah. Middle child syndrome.
The redheaded stepchild.
Those are two different things. Middle child.
But middle children are like brats.
And no, they're not. They're like left out.
Yeah, that's they usually like. They usually lash out, don't they? Like,
no, I don't think so.
You know, I really, this is kind of off, it's not off topic, but whatever. So a really funny like metaphor that I heard for a middle child syndrome is Jenny Slate was talking on another podcast, and she was like, I guess her older sister is a doctor and her younger sister is like a dentist, and she was like, my middle child need for attention caused me to be an actress and a comedian. And I was like, that's really valid. That's really great. Anywho, so November 1st for John Legend's album.
What else happened? Oh, congrats, Marissa and Ian.
Yeah. Hold on.
Cheers.
Nice.
Yes. They got married last weekend. The wedding was as perfect as it could be.
Yeah, it was really fun, guys. We had a really great time. We should have podcasted live from the wedding. What was that for next year's wedding?
But it was weird. Like, it was kind of surreal for me because I had all my friends there.
Yeah.
Like, all my, that's all happened. All my close friends, because I have.
There's like 12 of them.
Okay, first of all, no, my close ones. Like, you, Marissa. I'm missing someone.
Great.
I don't.
Clearly, that's not the close of a friend. I'm just kidding.
Clearly not. But you guys were like obviously all there, and then yeah, my high school friends. High school clan. Yeah, so
there's like 14 of us just like running amok.
Yeah, so it was fun.
And no, for the those asking, I did not find a nice single guy at the wedding, because people always ask, like, oh, like, are you going to meet someone at the wedding? And I'm like, no, because everyone and our friends are all fucking married already.
Yeah. They're and I was a bridesmaid. There was no time for me to do that.
Well, usually bridesmaids will wind up meeting, like, a groomsman or something. Yeah, but they were all hitched, right? All the groomsmen?
No, not all of them, but, like, they're my friends.
The ones that are.
They're my friends.
That's true.
So. Yeah.
Yeah. So there wasn't like a random cousin. Yeah. From, like, no, no, no.
That was like fine. And yeah. That I wanted
that's,
to.
That's nah. always. Yeah.
Yeah. No. But anyways, yeah. And then obviously the Dodgers are in the World Series, yeah, but they're kind of not.
Balls. They suck.
Yeah.
It's Dave Roberts' fault. The manager.
Right.
For making crappy bullpen decisions. Ugh. I mean, okay. I'm no baseball expert. I mean, I've been around the sport for a really long time, but like I didn't really care to like it until. Recently, and I just feel like I don't really know that much about baseball, and I still feel like he's making shitty calls. So if I feel that way, I'm sure that everyone that actually knows baseball really well feels the same way. But game five is tonight in 2 hours, so let's everyone send their good mojo to them so we can win and push this game, this series to seven. In Boston, wicked awesome.
Say it again.
Wicked awesome.
Thank you for that.
Yep.
Shout out Chris.
Oh, Chris Evans. Love my life. We're a house divided right now, guys. I think about that all the time. Like, oh my God, if we were together right now, we'd totally be like so cute. And my Instagram caption would be a house divided. And we'd have like Red Sox gear everywhere and Dodger gear everywhere. And it would be really cute. And the dog would have both.
Oh my God.
Anyways. Love life update. Jasmine, what's going on with you?
Let's see. I did go on 2 dates.
Wow, wow, wow.
With two
different men.
Yeah, from the Hinge. Ooh, I told you guys bitches. About it. Don't act like I didn't say that I met two guys off of Hinge. Mm-hmm. But the first guy, what did we do? We had dinner and we went to a hookah lounge.
She made a face right now because she's bougie.
I'm not a
$100 dates only, gentlemen.
No. I'm not a big hookah fan, but I'll do it. It was fine. He like paid for everything. He paid for dinner, my parking,
which is
that was really nice.
It's a good. I'm just gonna say, you know what? If a man doesn't pay for the first date, I'm not going out with you on a second date.
All right.
So, anyways, next. I said what I said.
Anyways. Yeah, it was cool. We made plans to go on another date, but since my weekend was so crazy, I haven't really heard from him. I'm not really pressed about it either.
Do you think it's a ghost situation, or is it just like we're busy and it's hard to get together situation?
It might be a little bit of both.
Okay.
And then the second guy was, but like I said, I don't really, like, whatever. And then the second... The second guy, we went to get Jamba Juice, I think.
Yeah.
That one was not.
Yeah, tell us about that one, because that was a quick date. So she texted me. So we do check in with each other before any date we go on, because as women, we're just, like, really worried all the time that we're going to get caught by predators. So we drop a pin, and we let each other know where we're going to be. And so she literally texted me, like, 7:45, like, okay, I'm on my way to the date. I'm going to be here, yada, yada, yada. I was like, all right, cool, have fun. Be safe, be blessed, may the Lord open. And then, I kid you guys not, like 8:20, she texts me, date's over. I was like, what? I'm like, so did you just like walk up? And she was like, no, like we chalked and that was that. Yeah. He didn't even get a smoothie, did he?
Mm-mm. He did not.
And he suggested smoothies.
Yeah.
Weirdo.
Yeah. I mean, he was cool. Our conversation was cool, but you could tell vibes were platonic, and that's probably why I haven't heard from him. But like I said, I'm really not pressed.
Have you heard from him since?
No.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, I know. So let it down easy.
Nice. Excellent.
But yeah, that was pretty much it. I mean, technically, I guess I saw an old friend this past week, but
LOL.
She
saw a guy.
We went out to dinner.
Mm-hmm.
That was that. Nothing serious.
An old friend, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. We love old friends.
Yep.
We love old friends over here. So if you're an old friend and you want to come revisit, holla at your girl. At your girls. Actually, let's make that plural. Yeah, because you've got some old friends you'd revisit.
Oh, right? Yeah. Plenty of old friends. I mean, not plenty. I am totally kidding. I don't know what you guys are thinking, but I have a lot of friends.
Jasmine has friends. We all have friends. Yeah. My love life. You know what? Thank you guys for, like, letting us know that you're keeping up with our love lives through this, because I've gotten, like, a few texts like, hey, like, how's it going? I've heard that you're dating via your podcast. But it's so date three went well enough. The show that we went to was actually really cool and it was great. And then we were supposed to hang out the following week. We were supposed to go to some like arcade, like adult arcade in Echo Park. But he actually hit me up and he was like, hey, I'm really busy with work, because he owns his own company. So like he's like always like super swamped with stuff. And he's like, I'm really swamped with work. I don't think I'm gonna be able to make it tomorrow, but like, let's try and reschedule. And I was like, for sure. And I haven't, like, we've chit-chatted here and there because he's gone to both World Series games. But we haven't really set another date for another date. So I don't know. I think it might be over with. I think it might have fizzled. He's a really cool guy, though. I just, like, don't know if there's
a spark.
Yeah, we haven't kissed. We haven't, like, even held hands or anything. And I'm like, is it too soon to expect those things?
I think.
This would have been date four.
Okay, so I feel like a kiss. I don't know about the holding hands.
I don't hold hands. My hands are always so sweaty.
Yeah, it's exactly. Like, please don't hold my hands. I get clammy hands. But the kiss, like, I feel like by now, you guys should have had
something. Like, he hasn't even, like, put his hand on my lower back or, like, put it on my knee or anything. And I'm just like.
And, guys, we do pay attention to stuff like that.
Yes, because otherwise, I'm like, I need these cues. These are all cues. Are you into me? Like, I don't, you know, because it's, I get it. Like, it's awkward to be like, yo, like, I'm really into you. But. Right. You know, there's physical cues that you can give us.
So, and
you know.
Kissing, for me, at least, it's a deal breaker. If you're a sucky kisser, then...
I don't know. I feel like I have, like, a three kiss, like, gauge. Because the first time you do anything, whether it's kiss or, like, sleeping together or whatever, it can always be a little awkward.
Right.
Because you don't know what that other person's into, what they're not into. Yeah. It can always be a little weird. So I don't expect the first kiss to just, like... knock me off my feet, and if it does, then it's a wrap. Then I'm like, well, are you my boyfriend now or not? So which is probably why I'm single still.
We gotta send out the save the dates. Just kidding.
Yeah, but so I always give it like a three kiss like gauge to see. I'm like, okay, maybe it was just awkward the first time or
yeah,
whatever. But anyway, so that's, I think it's just friendly now. I don't know, we'll see.
Right, well, that's like it for the weekly catch up.
All right, so Halloween. So yeah, guys,
if you tune into our, I wish you guys saw my face right now.
She was mad.
If you guys tune into any of our Instagrams, either our personal or HFTV pod.
Which you should subscribe to both.
Yeah. We, like, posted some questions and polls that you guys were supposed to answer.
And a lot of you did. Thank you.
A lot of you did. Yeah. But the ones Twitter, that, like,
too. We got some Twitter ones,
the
too.
The ones that didn't. Come on, guys.
Participate. Like, why the hell are you clicking past? Like,
be an especially active follower. Our friends that we actually talk to. Yeah, I'm calling you guys out.
Yeah.
Especially the polls. The polls are easy. You just have to click a button.
So we're gonna go over our results right now.
Yeah, that's fine.
Cool. So we posed the question, the first one was, have you guys ever had any paranormal experiences? And a lot of you came in and answered for us on Twitter, actually on Instagram first. I had 48 people respond. 40 of you guys were saying yes, that you have, and 8 of you said no. I fall into the 8 category. I've never experienced anything paranormal like that.
I don't think I have either.
But, I mean, shoot. The numbers don't lie. That's like 80. I'm not going to put a number out there what the percentage is, because I don't want some math nerd to be like, you idiot. It's this percentage.
True. But that's a lot of people.
Yeah.
That's kind of weird.
Well, so I definitely, how do you feel about, actually, you know what? Let's go. Did you pull the question? No, you didn't pull that question.
I didn't do that question.
Okay. I also did the question on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And I got, I think, 20 responses. Excuse me. No, I got 18 responses and it was 50-50 on Twitter.
Oh, weird.
Like, literally.
Weird. 50-50. Yeah, no, I didn't ask that question, but that's scary.
So, do you believe in spirits and ghosts and
paranormal? I do to a certain extent, but, like, I've never dealt with it.
I haven't either. I feel like I think that exists only because there's been so many accounts of it from so many different people that I'm just like, okay, like,
something.
If enough people have said stuff like this has happened, and it's, like, not stuff that I've even listened to on the radio or, like, on the internet. Like, my mom has had experiences, and, like, good friends of mine have had experiences.
Right.
And so I feel like just because it hasn't happened to you doesn't necessarily mean that it hasn't happened.
Right.
Yeah, I think it's real. I think spirits are real. And that's why I don't be fucking with the Ouija board. I don't do that Yorona shit. I don't be doing none of that because I am a chicken shit. And I'm not about to get my toes pinched at night under the bed. You know, like ghosts, like the
pinching
toes?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, but I feel like maybe it's like positive stuff. Like Coco. I would imagine it to be like Coco, which you still
haven't seen. I still haven't seen.
Which is whack.
Sorry.
Yeah, like this, like their ancestors are just kind of roaming
like
around.
Like Mulan. The ancestors.
Oh yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I was like, see, I'm an OG Disney girl.
Dishonor on you.
dishonor on your whole family. So that was what you guys had to say about paranormal experiences, and now you guys have freaked me out because I'm like, shoot. Actually, let me share a quick story about this. So one of the ladies that I work out with at Zumba, she thinks that she's not necessarily a medium, but that she has like a connection to spirits and like haunted places, because she tells me that anytime she can walk into a room and feel if there's a spirit there and the way that they died. So she was telling me that at one point they were looking for a house to move into. She walked into this room and she felt like someone was squeezing her neck, like she couldn't breathe, and she was like starting to cough, and like her husband and her kids were like, what's going on? And she was like, I don't know, like I just feel like something happened here, like someone was suffocated or like died by strangulation or something. Like they died by like basically having their airway cut off.
Right.
And so when they ask, because realtors by law are
required
to let you know if someone passed away in the house or what have you. And so when she asked the realtor, he was like, yeah, actually someone committed suicide here and they hung themselves.
Bitch.
I was like, you ain't coming. I mean, she's been to my house. And so I'm like, hey girl, I'm like, what's good here? And she's like, nah, you good. I'm like, pfft. Because otherwise, I'd have been out.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So, and I trust her. Like, she's not, like, a lunatic. That's like, I know who creepy. She is. I work out with her every day. Like, she's a great woman.
She's a chosen one.
Yeah. And I'm like, girl, you need to stay away from me. Because obviously, these spirits have a thing for you. Yeah. And I'm not the one.
Yeah.
So.
What was your next poll?
My next poll was a little bit funnier. but it's a valid question. It was our spooky bonus. Right. Is The Nightmare Before Christmas a Halloween or a Christmas movie? On Instagram, funny enough, I got 53 votes, and 43 of those were saying that it's a Halloween movie, where 10 of them were saying it's a Christmas movie. Now, on Twitter, I got 18 votes, and 56% of those votes were Christmas,
mm-hmm.
and 44% of those votes were Halloween.
And I did this, too.
Yes, and you got?
I got 30 votes for Halloween and 14 for Christmas, and I'm a Christmas.
I think it's a Halloween movie.
I don't.
Why?
Because he helps Santa Claus out.
Sandy Claus.
Yeah, Sandy Claus deliver the presents. It's Christmas time. Like, it's not like they're celebrating Halloween. Like, he's just a Halloween character.
He's Jack the Pumpkin King.
Anyways.
And then he has a realization at the end that he is a Pumpkin King.
Okay, but he's still helping celebrate Christmas.
Yeah, but it's scary. Like, the movie itself, like, there's, they like, even the Christmas presents that they pack, it's like the snake and the fucking,
yeah, because
like,
they think that's what you need.
Beheaded babies.
Like, they think that's what it is.
Because it's a Halloween movie, because they live in Halloween Town.
Wrong. And they don't live in Halloween Town. Is that what it's called?
I think so.
There's only one Halloween Town.
It's Christmas Town. So I assume, because that's the only town in the movie that I believe that they,
I know, I've always been curious if, they should have let them go through the different doors.
They should make that an attraction somewhere in Disney.
Yeah.
With all of the doors that you can go through for the lands. Like a 29 rooms experience. Yeah. Disney, hire me. I just came up with a fucking fabulous idea
for a
pop-up experience.
And my next poll was... Oh, who was the better teenage witch? Yes. It was either Sabrina the Teenage Witch or Marnie from Halloween Town. And surprisingly, people said Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
That's surprising. I feel like she's more well-known than Marnie is.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I got 24 votes for that and 19 votes for Marnie.
I voted Marnie.
I vote Marnie.
Hello, I think she's Halloween more badass.
Town. Yeah. I mean, yeah, she... What's his name?
Caliber. I was about to say Khal Drogo.
Wow, getting your worlds mixed up over here.
Cal.
Yeah. Calabar.
Calabar.
Yeah.
He was close. Khal Drogo.
Yeah. Khal Drogo is fine as well.
He's so fine.
Anyways. And then both of us asked the question, what do you guys want to hear on this episode? And you guys were just throwing
a whole bunch of things. Okay, so this is the energy that we're getting into.
Yeah, okay. For real. Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, you go ahead.
Let's see. Why candy corn is trash.
Good one.
Yeah, I'm not like a huge fan of candy corn.
I like candy corn in this time of the year. I know that there's a lot of people that are like, ew, candy corn sucks, but I like candy corn at this point in the year because I think it's delicious. But it's like one of those pleasures that you need to just take in like small doses.
Right.
Because otherwise you're going to get a cavity and then you're going to get a tummy ache.
Let's see. What else did I get?
Give us your funny ones and then like we'll talk about the ones that we want to get into.
I didn't get that many. You got more than I did. You got everyone, like all our mutual friends.
True. Facts. I got the candy corn is trash. Thanks, Julie. Yes. Why is candy corn trash? Yes. Okay, so I got one. Please put an end to spooky baskets. What the hell is a spooky basket?
Yeah, I would like to know because I have no
idea. Oh, you don't know what it is? No, we should have researched it. So I'm assuming it's going to be like an Easter basket, but themed with Halloween stuff.
Okay, but like...
But I feel like that negates the purpose of trick-or-treating.
But when do you get one?
I don't know. On Halloween itself? You guys let us know. What the hell is a spooky basket? I've seen it a couple times on Twitter where people are like, oh... Like, where babies are crying, and they're like, they didn't get their spooky basket. I'm like, what's that? Is that, like, a Generation Z thing that I'm not aware of?
A Generation Z thing.
I don't know. So, please put an end to spooky baskets. And another friend asked me if we believe in ghosts, which we kind of just touched on. I do. I think.
Okay.
Do you? Yes or no?
Ghosts?
Definitely, yeah. Because spirits or, like, do you think things are haunted? Like, you think things can be haunted?
Yeah, but, like, yes.
I believe that any house that was built...
I don't want to say no and then go home and then...
And be like, bitch, you thought...
Yeah, exactly. So I'm just going to say yes and leave it at that.
Yeah, I also definitely believe... I was looking at houses and I was like, I don't think I would want to ever move into a house that was built later than, like, 1940. Mm-hmm. Because I'm like, oh, that house is for sure haunted. Earlier, yeah. Because that house is definitely haunted. So, yeah, I feel like for the most part, yes, we believe in ghosts. Okay, I got two funny ones. Like, well, they're not funny, but they were opposing positions about girls and their Halloween costumes. So, on one, I had two young women that were like, why do girls dress like sluts on Halloween? Mm-hmm. And then I had one young woman that was like, oh, my God, let's talk about dummies that slut shame women on Halloween. And these three responses were women. I got no men talking about this. So right, I feel like,
well, piggybacking off of that one, our HFTV pod one got, when are you too old to dress slutty for Halloween?
Okay, so let's talk about, because this is a big thing. So let's talk about, you know, quote unquote slutty costumes for Halloween. Have you ever dressed slutty?
Yeah.
I have. I definitely have. I think every woman at one point has.
Especially in college. I was like, a sorority girl. No 100% choice.
I dress like a slut.
You totally have a choice not to dress like that. But like.
Yeah, of course.
Peer pressure. And you're like.
And because you want to.
Yeah. Like.
Because
what was I?
I was a mouse. I literally was a mouse. I'm a mouse. Duh. I wore fishnet stockings. Little booty shorts. Uh-huh. Like underwear, dude. Like, I mean, they were like little short, but they were underwear. A corset with my titties like up to my neck. And I had a black bobbed wig on and mouse ears.
Yeah.
Like fat ass stiletto heels.
That's not what mice wear, Maya.
I mean, according to Karen, whatever, from Mean Girls, she's a mouse, duh. She had on a teddy at least. I had on like a whole damn corset. I was so uncomfortable.
I was a burlesque girl.
Oh, see, okay, but is that slutty? It's not slutty.
Yeah. Hello, I was in a corset. Little booty shorts and fishnet stockings.
But at least that's like a. I was like, I was literally dressed in lingerie with mouse ears, and I was like, I'm a mouse.
I had no mouse
you
ears.
But yeah, but you were something.
Yeah, but like nobody burlesque. Knew what I was.
Oh, they were just like, look at this big skink.
Yeah, there it is. And then one time I was a school girl. And my
school. Oh, were you a skanky school girl?
I mean, I had a cool bra and then it showed. Shoot. My shirt was open.
Damn.
The plaid skirt.
I was a school girl too. Year. Okay, so with the glasses. I was in a sorority in college. I was Alpha Phi. And shout out to Phi Bears. And the year that I rushed and I was still a pledge. You're not allowed to call them baby fees anymore, but that's what we were called at the time. I was a schoolgirl. Literally, like, I looked like, hit me, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I was literally white shirt that was, like, tied up.
Yep.
Little ass leather mini skirt.
Oh, no. I had a plaid red.
I had a black leather
mini
skirt.
Maybe we should post our, like, Halloween
costume. They came up in my Facebook memories.
Yeah, they did. Maybe we'll post someone on our
And I had my little, like, Alpha Phi badge on me to show everyone that I was, like, rushing. And it was, like, I had the schoolgirl glasses on.
Yeah, we're totally going to do it, guys.
So yeah, so watch out for that.
Yeah, and don't judge us because, again, this is, like, years ago.
So... Would you dress that way now?
No.
I don't think I would either. Only because, not because I'm
Or be a little bit more tasteful about it.
See, my thing isn't even so much the tasting. That's just, it's just hella uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It's just like, I remember being in that mouse outfit and I was like, yo, I'm so uncomfortable. Like, my feet hurt. I can't breathe in this damn corset. My head itches because of this wig. Like, I was just uncomfortable. So I feel like at my big age of almost 27... I'm not going to dress that way only because, when I get cold really easily, I can't really be a real hoe because a Cardi B said a hoe never gets cold, and that's not me because I stay cold.
Well, apparently, that was me because I was in Oregon, and that it was freezing.
Oh, God, I don't even know how you did that.
Yeah, I was cold. I was Shoot. Cold. But yeah. I still wore
it. But you worked it out.
Yeah,
I mean, we by no means are slut-shaming anyone. Do what you got to do, girl. Like, live your best life. If I had, like, a super-duper banging bod, I can't necessarily say that I wouldn't be, like...
out here
like a Laura Croft outfit or something,
right,
where she's like dressed. I mean, okay, so technically you're not like in a slutty costume because you're not in lingerie, because I feel like when people say slutty costumes, they're talking about girls that wear lingerie and bunny in like animal ears.
Yeah,
but if you're Laura Croft, I mean, she's in a tiny little tank top and little shorts and combat boots and a braid,
right?
That could technically come off as slutty to the wrong person.
Yeah, of course.
So but I would be Lara Croft. Like, I saw so many Mortal Kombat girls this year.
Oh, really?
For costumes. Yeah, I saw Katana. I saw, like, 3 Katanas this year, which is an awesome costume. But that's a little costume.
Yeah.
So are they sluts? Because they're technically wearing a costume.
Yeah. Everyone's a slut.
We're all sluts.
We're all sluts out
we're
here.
We're changing the name of the podcast.
Yep.
Homegirls from the Valley. We're all sluts.
Yep. Like, who cares?
And what about guys? Like, there's never that conversation about men. Oh, like, yeah. Men that'll walk around. Like, men literally will wear, like, thongs.
Yeah, and they're not
And, like,
slutty.
Like, what do they call those? Banana hammocks?
Yeah.
They don't get talked about.
Nope.
But they're just as big of the whores as we are.
Yeah, exactly.
So, let's flip the conversation and talk about men that are sluts.
All of us.
Because there's a lot of you out there.
Wow.
Thank you. That's what I have to say. Femme God came out.
Thanks for coming to our TED Talk.
Thanks for coming to my TED Talk. So, that's our Halloween... costume combo.
Yeah. When are you too old to trick or treat?
I mean, I would still love to trick or treat now, but same.
You know where we can trick or treat?
With kids.
No.
Oh,
I think at Disneyland.
Oh, right.
Mickey's Halloween party or whatever. You can get candy there. So if you ever feel the need to go trick or treating around Halloween time, go to Disneyland.
I feel like now we're at an age where we can go with kids.
Yeah.
And it makes sense because a lot of us have kids now or got kids or whatever. So, like, we can take the babies.
Candy.
And be like, I would love to take, I will take all of your infant children because I will eat their candy.
We should start a business.
Yeah. So, if you guys need someone to walk your kids on Halloween, we'll take them so we can eat their candy. Because, obviously, infants can't eat candy, but, like, everyone loves a baby in a costume.
Exactly. Let us use your children.
Let us use your children to trick or treat.
Like the Sanderson sisters.
I also got asked if we could perform an exorcism on this next episode.
Mm.
It's going to be a hard no for me.
Yeah, sorry. We respect
I also spirits. Don't think I'm qualified for that. I don't have to be a priest. I don't think I'm like holy enough to do that. Like the spirit would be like, LOL.
Yeah.
You're just
sorry, I forgot my cross at home.
Huh?
I forgot my cross at home.
Oh, right. Like no holy water.
A cross.
Yeah, but you need holy water, don't you?
I don't know. I have no idea what an Exorcist movie is. I don't watch scary movies. I don't pay to be scared.
My mom forced me to watch The Exorcist. I'm in fourth grade. It scarred me for life.
Oh, yeah, no. I don't pay to be scared. Yes, I'm one of those people.
Okay, that's another conversation. Do you like
that? No.
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 I don't. The last time I went to a haunted anything was when I was in maybe freshman year of high school, if not middle school. The last scary movie that I saw was, I want to say, like, The Ring 2.
That was pretty scary.
Samara, which that one really didn't scare me too much, and then like Saw, like, what, four? Saw three.
Oh, I didn't watch any of those.
Did you watch
Human Centipede? That wasn't really scary. That shit was just disgusting.
No. I know it's not scary, but no. Like, I don't.
It was
need...
like Saw, and then what was the other one that was really more gruesome? Shoot, remember? Cause Saw is the weird guy that's like, you want to play a game?
Yeah,
right?
Jigsaw.
And then there was another one that was like the same concept, but it was scarier.
Oh, I don't know. I don't pay attention. Like, once a scary movie commercial comes on, I change channel.
Ooh, what about that Llorona movie that's coming out?
Hell no. I saw
I'm not going to watch it. But I think it's really interesting, and I'm going to change this back to a social justice conversation because that's just who I am. Everyone in that movie is white. And yeah. I thought that was very bizarre because I'm like, La Llorona is La Llorona.
Yeah.
She doesn't, I mean, she might haunt white people. I don't know. But yeah. No, they call American La Llorona is the Bloody Mary girl.
Right.
So I'm like, why the hell is she?
If that was the case, then call it Bloody Mary.
Yeah. Like, I thought that was a little odd. And I was like, this is Hollywood.
And that was a lot of the talk on Twitter, too.
Yeah. This is blatant, Twitter. Like, whitewashing from the studios, right. Which is. Because I think the main character is the girl that plays Velma in the Scooby-Doo movies.
It is.
And I'm like, is there going to be even any Spanish
in this movie? Is she Latin? Or is she white?
She looks white to me.
I don't know. She might be Latin.
Maybe. But either way, everyone else in the movie is white.
Yeah.
And it's clearly, like, based here in the United States. And I'm like, but the folklore of La Llorona is it's in Mexico, right?
I'm pretty sure it's Mexican.
Yeah, culture. So I'm like, okay, if we and were going to run with this, we have our own version of this. Like, we should have just called it Bloody Mary.
Yeah. No. And I saw that. I saw the trailer for that. No.
I didn't even get past 30 seconds of it. I literally just watched it to be like, okay.
I did one of these.
Oh, between the fingers. No, I only watched, like, the first 45 seconds of it only because... I was playing Devil's Advocate. I'm like, oh, let me see if they whitewash this shit. And of course they did.
Of course.
And I was like, wow. Yeah.
But anyways, yeah. No, I don't.
I don't do scary. No. I like spooky, not scary.
Maybe so, if, like, I met a guy.
No, even then.
That was worth going to a haunted house, because then you could hide behind him.
I would only do that if he was, like, bigger than me, and fine, and smelled yummy, because... Then I could, like, have my face, like, in his back. And, like, oh, my God, you smell so good. Oh, my God, like, I'm so scared. Can you help me?
Anyway.
So that's if you're that guy. I mean, it's spooky season's past.
Like my Instagram story. Good morning, pumpkin.
Oh, yeah.
Cece.
Jasmine's thirst trap.
Cece. Whoever wants to be bae.
Whoever wants
to be that guy.
You know what? Slide in the DMs. Like, we are open to the DMs being slid into. All in moderation here, guys. Like, don't be coming at us with some nonsense. Don't come out of left field. Some guy today slid in my DMs on Twitter. He was really nice, and he was like, I would love to occupy your time.
Aww.
Which I was like, that's nice. I mean, you're not going to, but it was really nice of you to say that.
At least you didn't waste your time.
Right, no, he was, I mean, he tried the small talk thing for a little bit, and, like, I'm not rude, like, if you're gonna hit me up, like, I'm gonna respond, because I'm just not a fucking asshole.
Right.
But after a while, like, I'll probably stop responding, and then he, like, double texted or double DM'd or whatever, was like, I would love to occupy your time, and I was like, that's really nice. Thank you.
Have a nice day. Have a blessed life.
Right, exactly.
Anyways, moving on.
Yeah, so, a big part of... why we wanted to do this spooky episode is because we have a real life witch in the building. Jasmine, the not so teenage witch, because we are definitely far away from being teenagers. So Jasmine has this special power, and it's because she's
this sounds very crazy.
It does. And I'm here to, like, I am a certified not crazy person.
Same.
I'm just kidding. Anywho, so Jasmine has this really cool, I don't know if it's like a sixth sense, like, my breasts can tell when it's gonna rain.
gave Mean Girls gloat.
But she really has this really great sense of, like, I think it's really your intuition. And I feel an intuition thing is, I feel like that's rooted in, like, some sort of brujeria or, like,
so she's either that intuition. Or just, like,
and she knows, or she's, like, foresight. It's, like, foresight because she's able to really see things for what they're worth and then just be, like, oh, by the way, like, this is going to happen. And then, boom, it happens.
Like, that's so Raven.
Yeah, except minus the fucking stupid face that Raven makes. When she's, like, I see a vision.
Yeah.
So, Jasmine, get into... Get,
okay. So, guys, this could just, like, be a coincidence, but, you know, after so many coincidences...
It's no longer a coincidence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And again, like, whether you take us seriously or not, this is just from our experience. So, a lot of, like, in recent, like, the past 2 years, I feel like we've really paid attention to it.
Right. Well, you've brought it to my attention.
Yeah. And, like, I'll say things and they kind of happen. And I don't know if that's just, like, manifesting or whatever or, like, I don't know. Like,
I still feel like the manifesting thing to a certain extent is still, like, part of it.
Yeah.
Like, I still think it's, like, a foresight or, like...
But it's, like, very, like, even whether it's minor or major, like, I'll say things and they just
give us an example. Happen. Give us an example.
Okay, so I feel like when we first realized it was when we went to the Laker game last year.
Mm-hmm.
When, Maya,
which was right, it was this time last year, just about.
Right. Maya got asked to go to a Laker game with Nice Kicks and was involved with the Nike campaign last year. Mm-hmm. And as silly as it is, she was like, I want to kind of blow up on IG.
Right.
And so we were talking about it, and this was the day of the Laker game.
Mm-hmm.
And we found out that she was going to be on Nice Kicks IG. And I don't know how many followers they have, but...
A bunch.
They have a lot of followers. And
I was overwhelmed. I was like, oh my God, what's happening?
And Ray Polanco Jr. He's a friend who's really big in content creating, works with a bunch of different brands. He's the one that, like, kind of put Mime's foot in the door.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Was like, you're gonna do an IG takeover for Nice Kicks. So she was like, okay. And like, he posted a photo of us on there.
Mm-hmm.
And like, from there, like, we just started. More so Maya, because Maya was like the center of it. But like, I definitely got some of the, a little bit of the limelight, because like, our follower count just kind of blew up. And it kept going because did you do IG Live or you just did?
I just did a story.
Okay. So she did a story and like, she must have been at, like, 900.
No. I was definitely, like, 1,500 followers or something.
Then?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I gained, like, it might have been, like, 1,300. Because I feel like it was, like, 600 or 700 followers overnight that I gained. It was crazy.
Okay. So we'll say 1,500. And I told her, I was like, watch, dude. By Tuesday, you're going to have...
Maybe it was less than
that. That's what I'm saying.
Maybe 1,000 followers.
Yeah, I think it was pretty low. Like, it was like, it had to have been 1,000.
It was over 1,000.
Yeah, it was like around there. Maybe like 1,000 to like 1,200.
Yeah.
And I was like, watch, dude, like by Tuesday, because it was a Friday or a Saturday. It was a Friday. Oh, no, it was like
a Thursday.
It was a Thursday. And I was like, watch, by Tuesday, you're going to be like over 2,000. She's like, nah, dude, like, people don't care about me. Like, they won't, like, it's not going to be that big.
Yeah, I was like, I'm not anyone. Yeah. I just got picked on Twitter.
Yeah, exactly. And Tuesday came around, or no, not even. It was before then. Monday. I remember she screenshotted her follower account. And it was like, about to pass 2,000. And I was like, see? Told you. Called it.
Yep, she did.
So then, like, the next event, there was a guy that was around in Mayim's life. Maybe it's just when it comes to you. No, maybe. It's not, because no.
Yeah, no. Ones, yeah.
Okay. So there was a guy around in Mayim's life, and I'll say he's from the past, and I was like, watch. Like, they had just started to be friends. Right. And
it was strictly friends at that point.
Yeah, it was only friends. And I was like, watch, dude. I can guarantee you, because this was that was last year.
It was like
November, and I said, like, by next year, right?
Right.
Yeah. So this is like, mm-hmm. So this was in November, and I was like, watch, by the end of next year, I can guarantee you, you guys.
Her exact quote was, I can guarantee you guys are going to be posing for some, like, New Year's Eve pic, like, talking about back together again.
Yeah, exactly.
Something stupid.
Yeah.
And she was right!
And they didn't post, like, she didn't post a New Year's Eve pic with them, but she might as well have at that point in time, because they were for sure talking. So I called that shit.
She did.
But enough about Mayim.
Right. Enough about me. Because I'm, like, really sitting here very uncomfortable. Like, okay, I can't even, like,
look at like, my face. And, like, I feel like there's more, like, there's other instances that I just can't think
of. Do the really the crazy top. One.
Which with one? The, Havasu? Oh.
The
Let me, I'm going to say that one. Let okay. me do this next one. And then this past year in Havasu. So me and my friend Marissa, we went to the lake and we were at the bar, and it was like early. It was like maybe like 10:30, 11. We were at a bar. We were on vacation though. So I was just like, like it was 4th of July, but it was during the week. So it was kind of slow because the 4th of July traffic hadn't gotten in yet. And I was just like, man, like I just want to have a fun night, like a crazy night that like we have stories from and blah, 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 and all this stuff. And she was like, yeah, like that would be so much fun. And like my thing is, like, we're in Havasu. If you guys have ever been to Havasu, like, it's old people city. Like the only popping times are the holidays, and like it's just retirement community.
Right.
So fast forward through our day. we come home, get ready. We go to the first bar, and the first bar is dead. And I was like, oh, shit. Like, it's going to be a dud night. Like, this isn't going to be fun. And then... Jesus. And right away when we got in, when we walked in, some guy, like, bought us shots. And I was like, okay, this is, like, a little bit better. I mean, he ended up being a creep, so we, like, ran away.
We always are.
Yeah. And then the entire time, like... Since Lake Havasu is so small, it's definitely, like, you can tell who the locals are and you can tell who the tourists are. So, that whole night, like, me and Marissa, like, I was watching because, you know, I'm an observer and I was just kind of watching everyone's interactions. And, like, this one guy caught my eye, but not like that. I was just watching him being a fool because you could tell, like, he was having so much fun in his own little bubble. And, like, I watched him curb a few girls and it was funny. And then, like, that was that. Me and Marissa were like, let's go dance. So we did. And then from there, like, you know, guys would come up to us and be like, oh, like, small talk. And I know, like, she started dancing with one of them. And I just, he was by himself. So I was just like, yeah, you got this. You got this, sis. You got it. And so next thing you know, like, we meet this group of guys. And one of the guys was the one that I had seen earlier. And... They ended up being from out in California, and they were visiting, and we closed out the bar with them, basically. And they're like, oh, like let's keep partying. So we did. And then I was drunk by then this time. So, like, we were trying to figure out how to get home, and miraculously some party bus pulled up to the parking lot, and I, like, was like, oh, I'll be right back. Mind you, I was drunk. Mm-hmm. And... I go talk to the party bus driver, and I was like, hey, what's good? And we negotiated a price, and next thing you know, we are party busing it back to their place, and we, like, partied it up, and then that was that. And so it was, we probably didn't get home until, like, 3-4 in the morning, and me and Marissa were just like, what in the world? Like, this was, like, a crazy night, like... Who knew this could happen out here? Blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, see, like, I said it. Like, I said it this morning and it happened. So I was just like, oh, that's kind of weird. Coincidence? Maybe. So the big event that Maya's talking about is pregnancy. So I...
Tess is pregnant.
Surprise! She's not kidding. Really. Don't think I am. She's not. So, you know, like, I feel like people are always drawn to... pregnant women's bellies, and I've never been one, like, a fan. Like, that's their body. I don't want to touch their belly or whatever. And like, you know, they're uncomfortable, they're pregnant, like, I don't want to invade their space, and, you know, blah, 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 blah. So I have a friend, and her cousin was pregnant, and she worked at Mac at the mall, so anytime I'd go to the mall, I'd pop in and, like, just say hi and check on her and stuff like that. And she was pregnant, but for some reason, I was always so drawn to her belly. I don't know why, like, I would touch her belly. I would touch her belly, and, like, again, like, I am not the type of person to do that in general. And for some reason, every time I saw her, I'd be like, oh, let me touch your belly, like, how are you doing, blah, blah, blah. Like, I was kind of invested in her, like, I just wanted to make sure she was cool. So, on my birthday, I get a text from my friend. She's like, dude, guess what? I'm like, what? She's like, my cousin had the baby today. I'm like, what? I'm like, that's crazy. So the baby was born on my birthday.
Yeah.
And that's odd because it's like, I would go touch the belly. You felt very drawn, like, to I the was baby. Drawn to the baby.
And have you seen him? Have you met the baby since?
No, I haven't. Oh. I have not. What if
I'd be curious to see how the baby
reacts to I'm you. Curious. Maybe I should arrange
it. I'm really convinced that babies know, because so when Makai was born, when Cass was pregnant, she Makai is my goddaughter, by the way. I was in the middle of just a very stressful relationship with this, like, same person that we keep talking about, and she would hear me all the time over at her mom's house, like, crying and, like, complaining or whatever I was doing. And then for my college graduation party, the boy in question was there, and he came and he tried to pick her up. Mm-hmm. And she, mind you, she never cried when people would pick her up. Like, never. She cried immediately and would not go to him. And I was like, that's my girl. I was like, she knows. Babies know.
They do. They do. Oops. But, yeah, so me and the baby now share a birthday, and that's odd. Like, Jasmine's a bruja. That's weird. So, like, whenever I tell Maya stuff like that, she calls me a witch and whatever, and I'm just like, huh, like, whatever you want to say. But I don't know, guys. Tell me what you think.
They're probably gonna be like, you guys are stupid.
Yeah, they're probably thinking that we're fucking crazy.
No, but you guys have to, like, it's really crazy.
There, and like I said, there's definitely way more experiences. Those are just off the top of my head, but this happens way too often.
It happens a lot, where she'll be like, oh, this, and then literally it happens 2 days later.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
So if you guys ever are hoping for something, want something to happen, let me know, because maybe I'll put it out there.
She will. And if it's done, then it's done.
Yeah.
And then you will have all your heart's desires.
I'll turn you into a believer.
Yeah, I've only had something like that happen to me once. I have a good intuition, though, so I always know when the things are going down in the DMs or when they're just going down in general. I literally will call it out, like, years in advance. And it only usually happens with me, my own personal stuff. But I had one really creepy endeavor that happened a couple months ago now, where I had a really vivid dream about a dog that my parents had gotten, two new dogs, and it was we got a corgi and we got a golden retriever. And so I went out to the living room the next day, and I was like telling my parents, like, you guys, like, I had this really crazy dream about, like, that we got two new dogs. Excuse me, sorry, I'm a little sleepy. And I told my parents what kind of dog they were, and my dad was like, oh, that's really weird. I was like, why? He's like, we were watching a movie last night, mind you, I wasn't home the night before. He was like, we were watching a movie last night, and the dog in the movie was actually half corgi, half golden retriever. That's and I was weird. Like, what?
That's odd.
That was really crazy. So yeah. That's really been my only, like,
bruja?
Yeah, my brujeria. My brujaja. But other than that,
let us know, like, if we sound completely bonkers.
Or if you guys have had experience like this.
Yeah,
like, for real. Deja vu. Maybe. Or... Actually, you know what? I had one other experience years ago as, a, like, in high school. Maybe middle school, even. My friend had spent the night, a friend that's a girl, and we were in bed and we were talking, and I literally was specifically remember, I knew exactly what she was saying and I knew exactly what she was going to say, and I finished her sentence for her. And it wasn't like, she was telling a story, mm-hmm. and I finished exactly her sentence, and she looked at me, she was like, what? And I was like, bro, I have no idea how I thought you, I knew it. I knew what you were going to say, but I knew it. And I said it.
That's weird.
Yeah. So I have deja vu all the time.
Yeah.
It happens a lot. But that could be, like, a past life thing. Like, there's whole, like,
scripts on past lives. Yeah, that's why, like, and... I want to know. Maya Sanderson's sister?
Ooh. Sisters.
I put a spell on you.
Anyway, so that's our brujeria stuff. Are you doing anything for Halloween itself?
No. Actually, my coworkers are trying to get me to go to Haunted House, and I said no.
No.
Unless there's a big, no, she's like, literally, she's like, guy. I told her, I was like, I don't pay to be scared. And she's like, well, I'm going to take you anyways. Like, I really want to take you because I know that you will entertain me. You
guys, stop peer pressuring people that don't want to be scared into being scared.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sucks.
You guys,
stop doing that. I hate that. Like, it takes a lot more energy for me to, like, it's just rude. Like, just leave people alone. Right, like, right, you need consent. Right.
Yeah.
No, I don't have any plans either. I'll probably... And, like, it sucks that we don't get people trick-or-treating on our... Because I live on a main street, so we don't get people on our street to trick-or-treat.
Right.
Bars. So I'm going to be here watching American Horror Story, probably.
But you watch American Horror Story. I don't even watch American Horror Story.
It's not that scary.
So?
It's really not. Whatever. It's not scary at all. It's not at all. Anyway, so thanks for tuning in, guys. This was really fun. I hope that you guys all have a safe and fun and enjoyable Halloween.
Oh, a PSA. Oh. And this is a serious moment, actually.
Okay.
Do not drink and drive.
Yes, please don't.
Do not drink and drive. And the ones that, like, tweet out the checkpoints, don't do it. Like, it's stupid. I'm sorry. You shouldn't be drinking. You shouldn't be driving drunk anyways. That's why they're there.
Right.
And I don't feel like waking up the day after Halloween or the day after waking up to news that so-and-so got into a car accident or died.
Yeah, or the worst.
Or killed someone.
That's probably the worst thing. Like, I mean, endanger yourselves if you want, but don't endanger the lives of other people.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's a stupid decision, and I know, like...
Don't get in the car with someone that's drinking. Like, don't enable behavior. Yeah. And I mean, We've all been guilty of it. But there's no excuse at this point in time. Like, Uber. And I know Uber is going to be crazy expensive. I mean, Uber was already expensive last night.
Yeah.
Like, it would have taken us... Like, we looked... My friend and I wanted to go to Santa Monica originally. And it was, like, a $90 Uber.
Oh, yeah.
To get to Santa Monica. I can only imagine how expensive it would have been at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
So, I get that Uber's expensive, but...
Figure it out.
A DUI is, like, 10 grand. So...
And you're a suspended license.
Yeah.
And it's on your record.
Yeah, it's a felony.
Yeah. So, like, really? You guys want to risk that for what? To get home?
To save $50?
Yeah.
I mean, I know $50 is $50, but still, guys, don't be stupid. Don't drink and drive. Be safe. Check your candy before you eat it. Ladies. Hey, ladies and men, don't leave your drinks unattended. Out in the open. Yeah, unattended. Like, keep your drinks with you. What else? Buddy system.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a lot of creeps out there. And not just, and this is just, like, general advice, I think, just in general.
Well, like, last night when I was driving home, like, I saw, like, three drivers that were clearly probably under the... Yeah. They were swerving. Like, one person, like, was tailgate. Like, it was bad. I was just like, this is stupid. Like, I tweeted it. Last night I tweeted. I was like, don't drink and drive. I was pissed.
Oh, I did see the don't drink.
Yeah,
I was pissed. That was just like a general.
Like, I was like, I shouldn't have to worry about my life for a decision that you decided to make.
Exactly. Exactly.
So
anyways, so that wraps us up. You guys have fun tonight, and because you're going to be listening to this on Halloween, hopefully.
Yeah, all week. Have fun.
Yes. Be safe. Be responsible. Wrap it up. Check your candy.
What's it called? So yeah, like, subscribe, respond to our posts when we post them.
Yep. Yes.
When we ask you guys questions, we're just trying to be entertaining for you guys.
Yeah. Tell your friends about us.
Yeah, please.
Tune in, tell your girlfriends, share. Your baby mamas, your side dudes, side girls. Yeah. Tell everybody.
Tell everyone.
Your mama.
Subscribe, rate, review. Comment. We would love it if you would leave some reviews on our podcast. And let us know how we're doing. We're halfway through the season, so we still have a few episodes to go.
Yes, ma'am. Thanks for listening, guys. Love you. Happy Halloween.
One more time.
Happy Halloween.
Thanks.
Nice.
Boys and girls of every age, would you like to see something strange? Come with us and you will see. This is our town of Halloween. This is Halloween. This is Halloween.